From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Obama says he doesn't intend to send American troops to Yemen, but in an interview to be published this week in People magazine, the president also did not rule out the possibility. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Yemen has become a focal point in discussions about terrorism recently. A man who tried to blow up a Northwest jet on Christmas Day reportedly told investigators that Al-Qaeda trained him in Yemen. In the interview with People, Mr. Obama says he has no intention of putting U.S. boots on the ground in places like Yemen. But he also said that in a complex world, he never rules out any possibility. U.S. officials have said Yemen doesn't want American troops in its country and that leaders there have accepted U.S. help in fighting Al-Qaeda. In recent weeks, the U.S. government has seemed content with that, and now the president's comments appear to back up that notion. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
More violence this weekend in Karachi. Four bodies were found there Sunday, three of them decapitated. Pakistan's largest city has seen a wave of targeted killings among rival political groups since New Year's Day. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband called today for an immediate end to the violence. He's visiting Karachi. But the city's police chief says an average of around six killings a day is not alarming in a city with 18 million people. Israel has approved plans for the construction of a barrier along its border with Egypt, which it says is aimed at cutting down on illegal immigration and suspected militants crossing into its territory. The BBC's Marcus George reports from Jerusalem.
Approving the construction, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he couldn't allow Israel to be inundated by tens of thousands of illegal aliens. The decision was taken, he said, to secure the state's Jewish and democratic character. In recent years, migrants have increasingly tried to cross Israel's long and poorly secured southern border, some for employment, others seeking refuge from war. Israel says militants have also tried to smuggle explosives across for possible attacks inside its territory. When completed, the barrier's advanced detection equipment is likely to make that much more difficult.
The BBC's Marcus George reporting. NBC's Jay Leno experiment is coming to an end. The network announced Sunday evening it's pulling the plug on Leno's nightly primetime show. The Jay Leno show, which airs at 10 p.m. Eastern, will end next month with the start of the Winter Olympics. NBC wants to return Leno to his former time slot at 11:35 after the Olympics are over. The network's plan also calls for Tonight host Conan O'Brien to keep his job, but they want to put him on later with a start time just after midnight. NBC says that right now it's waiting to hear if Leno and O'Brien accept the new lineup. This is NPR News from Washington. Gasoline prices are edging closer to $3 a gallon again. The National Lundberg Survey of Fuel Prices shows the average price of a gallon of regular is up 14 cents over a three-week period to $2.74. The average price for premium was at $2.97. Cold weather is still ruling the eastern two-thirds of the nation, with temperatures hovering some 20 degrees below average. Weekend snow fell at Orlando's Disney World and as far south as Naples, Florida. From member station WLRN in Miami, Shannon Novak reports.
Northern Florida is under a hard freeze warning with conditions that can kill crops. Another hard freeze is expected with temperatures in the teens. Meteorologist John Pendergrass of the National Weather Service says it likely won't warm up until around Tuesday.
We're still expecting freezing conditions each night through, it looks like, Monday night over portions of central Florida. So at least a couple more nights with freezing conditions and then a warming trend starting around Tuesday.
Not a moment too soon for those sporting down coats on the usual bikini-clad Miami Beach. Florida wildlife officials hope the cold will thin the pesky non-indigenous python population. Further north, in suburban Atlanta, two teens died Saturday after falling through ice on a partially frozen pond. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
Power is back on at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, but an airport official is telling people flying Monday morning to arrive early. Dozens of flights were canceled Sunday after a utility pole caused a fire and knocked out electricity to the airport. The pole fell after too much road salt had accumulated on it. Almost all of the day's normal departures of about 260 flights were canceled. I'm Renita Jablonski.